Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Alan C. is here, too. Alan is a principal and chief marketing officer at CMO Temps. Forbes said he's one of the top 50 chief marketing officers on social media. The American Marketing Association said he's one of the he was the content marketer of the year a year ago, and he is. We're so fortunate to have that kind of a qualified, accomplished individual as a member of our brain trust. He's as you've heard me say before, folks, so many times. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my folks. Alan C., welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Let's have a good 2017 together. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to 2017. So I think we're going to have a very interesting year.
What do you think? So we're going to continue to live the Chinese curse. Is that what you're saying? May you live in interesting times?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what is the thing that is the most compelling to you right now to say to small business owners about putting their best foot forward in the marketplace?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, in your book, The Age of the Customer, you talk about the four C's of storytelling, you know, the connect, convey, create, and convert. But, this morning, let's talk about the three C's of being able to boost your social media presence and to be more engaging. And for me, the three C's rotate around characters, cadence, and call out. And from that, I say that the characters means that, you know, for me, I don't wait for people to find me. I reach out to people who are interesting characters that are relevant to my business model. And so I'm not waiting for people to follow me on Twitter or to connect to me on LinkedIn. I'm aggressively and proactively reaching out to them to them first to try and establish that connection.
So you're meeting the world. You're meeting the world at least halfway, aren't you?
Exactly. And I think that this is something where both on personal brand building and as far as business branding, that businesses and individuals make the mistake, and that is from the standpoint that they feel like, you know, their products, their services are so interesting, or their personality.
Right. Who wouldn't want this, right?
Exactly. And so they think that, you know, they've built the better mousetrap and the world's beating a path to their door. And that's just simply not the way human nature is wired. We're wired to think in terms of what's in it for me and how is this relevant? Again, another great point in your book is how is this relevant to me and my life? And so waiting for the market to come to you is a mistake. Now, of course, you don't want to be overly aggressive in
that. You have to be careful about that in social media, don't you?
Oh, you absolutely do, because there's nothing worse than to get that automated message, either in a direct message or in an at reply within Twitter, or you connect to somebody on LinkedIn. And they immediately jump right back onto you.
I hate that.
Oh, don't! It hasn't everybody. I mean, that first response is trying to set up a sales call as if you're already qualified and ready to buy right now. And rather than thinking in terms of...
Talk about not paying attention. Talk about not realizing where they are. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing, because...
When you talk about cadence, what do you mean by the cadence?
Sure. So cadence has to do with considering a consistent flow of relevant, you know, thought leadership material. There's nothing worse than to listen to somebody who's boring, right? So you need to think in terms of how would you create a conversation at a cocktail party, or just in building those initial relationships with friends and family. And that's making sure you're kind of keeping a mix of yes, things that say that are said in a way that create the interest and generate the awareness, but also displays that you're an interesting people. And also within that cadence is to be regular. I mean, if you
if you pin
a tweet and people can instantly see that pinned tweet is from 2 years ago, or the last tweet you did was from 3 weeks ago, it's obvious that you're not there very much. And social media, as you know, is oftentimes
a
real time perspective.
It's not just social media either. I mean, our newsletter has gone out now. We're in our 18th year, and we haven't missed a Sunday afternoon publishing since November of 97. I mean 99. And so
there you go.
I've never said I've got the most wonderful electronic newsletter in the world, but one thing about it is, if it's Sunday afternoon, it's in your email.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think that's important that you have that kind of a commitment to your folks, because you know, there's something about that. Even if people don't think you're the most brilliant person in the world, there's something about that gives them a little bit I don't know. They're attracted to that. What do you think?
They definitely are. And you know, Jim, this is also a perfect case where marketing automation may not really help the small business owner.
Right.
I mean, a lot of times you think, in this case, okay, well, I will send automated, templated replies and requests, and this is where you know, losing that opportunity to be in a real time conversation, losing that opportunity to build trust, to show your authenticity is a mistake, to just come back
right.
with a automated reply that says, you know, thanks for following me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why don't you go over and like my Facebook page?
Right.
I mean, that kind of stuff just, it drives people crazy.
What about the call out?
Sure. So call out. I look for opportunities to call out my connections. Now, here again, this is where you don't want to go with the marketing automation. I mean, saying thanks for following me is kind of like, well, okay, well, so what?
Mm-hmm.
That is not a call out. So I look for ways to look at my targeted audience and be able to call out for something that they've accomplished. Maybe they
mm-hmm.
just enlisted in the 50 marketing thought leaders.
This is where you've been invested.
Like
you're invested in what they're doing. Which is all part of nurturing a relationship, folks. And we're going to
Absolutely.
Talk about this and other things with our good friend Alan C. after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.